podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to July. Welcome to High School Hoops episode 149. Wow. All right, before we jump in today, I'm going to just give a big shout out to one of our sponsors because I'm sure we'll talk about the other one in our topic today, is Dr. Dish. The most innovative, easiest to use, greatest resource out there, in my opinion, for making your team be able to shoot threes and be able to create and be able to do things is Dr. Dish. Mention High School Hoops and they'll give you $350 off. All right, coach. What's today's topic? You said
Yeah, I do. And so you talked about July and August are really tough months. So how to use resources to help you learn something new to make you a better coach. What do you think?
All right. So I'm going to do a shameless plug, teachhoops.com, because it's one of the reasons I started it. So I'm not going to talk about that for 8 hours, but it's the best resource out there, to be honest with you. And you get me and it's just anyway. So that is my shameless plug for TeachHoops. So it's the reason I started it, because I was looking for a resource with a one-stop shop that had everything you needed, and that's TeachHoops. So as far as resources go, I guess I should shout out Hoops Blueprint, too, because that's a great resource, because Coach Van has the best.
You're going to love you. This is four episodes in a row.
I know. He's going to love me. Anyway, so, and a 2-hour webinar and all sorts of great free stuff. Anyway, the best resources. So here's the best resources. And this is, people are going to think about this. First one is a mentor.
Love it.
So find somebody that knows more than you. You know, I run a pretty successful business and I have mentors and mentees. Both people I mentor and people that help me, because you're always learning. So it's like, I have coaches on my staff that know more than me in specific topics. And it's like, that's great. So you should always looking for, especially for the young coaches, look for a mentor, look for somebody that can help, look for somebody that can help you in a resource, all of those things. I think that's a big part of it. So I think that human interaction. Now I'm going to talk about other resources, but if I'm putting them in a hierarchy, finding someone you can bounce ideas off when you lose that tough game, someone that you don't know what offense to run, someone when you are just stuck. I refer to it as the wheel spinning in the mud. They're going to be the one that's going to put the wood underneath the tire to let it go. So that's the first thing. Second thing is find out what kind of learner you are. Are you a reader? Are you a listener? You obviously are because you're listening to a podcast. Are you a visual learner? You know, is video the way to go? And obviously I like to read. I'm in my library. You can see that. So I would figure out and that's where I would dive into, because if you narrow your topic. This is what I did. This is what I did mid-pandemic is I knew I wanted to do a deep dive into practice planning. So I spent maybe a month on just practice planning and doing those kind of things. So it narrowed my topic. Otherwise, there's so much noise out there and there's more than one way. And people think there's only one way of doing something. They're wrong. There's not only one right offense. There's not only one right defense. There's not one right way to run practice. People think that, they're wrong. So there's multiple ways of doing it. So that's what I would narrow your topic and narrow the type of learning that you want to do. Now, again, shameless plug, TeachHoops has all those learning models inside of it. But there you go. What else, Coach? What did I miss anything with that?
No, I was waiting for you to kind of I think narrowing the topic is great. You know, we want to get better. We want to get this. You got to narrow what you want to do, you know, whether it's you want to be better at practice planning, whether you want to be better with your offensive set, better offense, whatever it is, you know, you can't just look up basketball and say, I'm going to become a better basketball coach. You have to look at what are the things you want to get better at and starting gradually, you know, you want to take on three things, start with one thing at a time. Right. I think that's huge. I think the summer months are good months to evaluate culture and the components of a team because it's such a broad topic and getting ideas and just evaluating what other good coaches do, like reading a really good book of a different coach. I think it's a great time in the summer, you know, because that's such a big idea.
It is.
So that's another thing. But again, I think it's all about being specific. And again, I would say the biggest growth forever when we do things is, and I think from a teaching world and a coaching world, is when professional development is interactive. So if it's interactive, you're going to be far better. You're going to learn more when it's an interactive learning opportunity. So, you know, the book isn't going to talk back to you. The movie's not going to talk back to you.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is that maybe it's not just, another thing is maybe you're learning something new with a couple other coaches in your program, because then you can have that interactive piece and talk to each other about it. I think when you're learning isolation wise, maybe that new learning, the previous podcast that we had was about working together and learning together, involving each other throughout collaborative working together in the off season with other coaches on your staff. I think now this is another opportunity is that when you're learning something new, you're all learning something new together. I think that key piece is that interaction piece as you're learning and discussing. What did you get out of it? What did you notice? How would this fit, you know, for you? How does this fit Madison Memorial basketball? What do you think? You know, what are they? And you're bouncing off ideas. I think interaction to me, I guess that's for me, that's the best type of learning for me as a learner is when it's interactive and I'm working with other people. I can't always do everything in isolation.
Right. No, and that's the issue. I think coaches sometimes don't want to share and they do things in isolation. And that's the issue is they do things in isolation.
I find myself more focused when I'm not doing things in isolation. When I'm working with other people, I just feel like I got more done and I'm just sitting here taking notes and I'm like, okay, then what do I do with this at this point? You know, I have all this information, but what do I do with it?
Right.
You've been there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have enough. I mean, I literally, cause I had to clean my room cause they're redoing our school. And yeah. I have three big boxes full of stuff I have to go through of notes over the last, I mean, they've been sitting in a box. They haven't been used. Like, so it's like, you're going to get recycled or you're going to go in the fire pit, but but they're not useful. Like, I mean, they are useful, but they're not useful if I'm not using them.
Correct. And so like, I think that you have to learn with application. Right. So how are you going to take this learning and then apply it? Right.
Right.
It's just not good enough to say, oh yeah, I did all these clinics this summer, but how are you applying that? How are you putting that with using it with your kids? Right. Your players. Right. Right? If you're not applying it to your players, then to me, it's not useful learning. Right.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Right. It's just you're learning, but you're not using it for like, shoot, I could learn how to like, I don't know.
Speak five different languages or something.
I mean, wouldn't you? Yeah, that'd be a better one than build a speaker.
Or how to, you know, yeah, be better Portuguese. Using your sprinkler system, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, put in a sprinkler system. I built a fire pit, man. That's my success this summer, man.
Wow. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. So people that are listening, too bad, because I'm going to show Jake. This is what we do on this podcast. I'm going to show you a picture of this. So I built this. So I would put this. I built this.
So did you do the everything. The whole, really?
I did.
So even the bottom work?
Everything.
You graded it all. That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
You did that yourself?
I did.
Drew didn't help you at all. Terrible.
He had one option to do it and then he didn't do it. So it's like, I wanted to do it by myself. It's a perfect circle too, for the people that are watching. It's, so I'm very proud of that.
Very symmetrical.
Guess what the hardest part of building that fire pit was with flagstone. And so it's got flagstone around it. Guess what the hardest part was?
I would say the fire pit itself.
Nope. The hardest part was pulling the grass out. Because you got to go down about 6 inches because you got to pull the grass and the dirt out. And then you got to put in like gravel.
Yep. And grade it and all that.
And then grade it. And then you put sand and stuff. But the hardest part was getting, you know, pulling the grass out was the hardest.
So building the foundation to be able to create it.
Yeah. Just like a basketball coach wants to do. You have to build.
That's why you go to teachhoops.com.
There you go.
There's your plug that you always like.
Yep. I just, you know, spent too much money on in the 4th of July and fireworks. So I want to take my wife out to dinner. All right. Till next week, coach.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.